a 5 or 6 episode documentary.
What's it about? Just him or his life? We're talking about Andy Warhol.
It's his, you know, it's his diary that they found afterwards, after he passed away. And he reads a lot of it. I guess he recorded himself reading the diary. So that's what makes it so unique. And it's so soothing too, is he's reading the diary to you while they're showing you all of these classic images from the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. And it's really like the whole thing is very visual. It's something that you got to watch, because they did it very much in his style.
Do me a freak out a little bit. The reason that you're hearing him read it is because they fed all these vocal recordings of him into a computer, and that's an AI reading the script.
No way.
With his voice.
Fuck you, Dustin. Oh my God. So you mean I could get my grandmother, if I had some recordings of her, and I could have her like read me things and tell me things. She could be my Alexa voice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy. You say that though,
let's plug Tim's voice into one of those AIs and make him say a bunch of shit that'll get him canceled.
I still have stuff to, never mind.
You see, he's still got some stuff in the tank, Jeff.
Yeah. Get my grandpa. Damn, Timothy. Wake up, Timothy. Everything.
Is that
the grandpa you wanted to hit in the face with a shovel?
No, I never wanted to hit my grandpa.
Yes, you did.
Get out of here. I never wanted to hit anybody in the face with a shovel. Maybe one of our teachers. It was a hammer, not a shovel.
Oh, it was a hammer. Like the Beatles song.
Oh, it was a hammer song.
Oh my goodness. No, we're not going to hit our long deceased relatives in the head with any kind of sharp objects or blunt objects or anything like that, because that would be cruel. And why, if you had a time machine, is that what you'd do? I'm going to go back and hit my grandpa with a shovel.
Definitely not. Maybe my Uncle Wetzel.
Your Uncle Wetzel? Was he one of those touchy uncles?
He was.
8-year-olds, dude.
Really? I'm sorry.
No, he didn't touch me. My mother was too on top of it.
And they told Peter to stay away from the wolf.
Okay. But he's just...
don't go down into the garden with Uncle Wetzel.
What about Uncle Hitler?
Uncle Hitler. Uncle Hitler was asexual.
Right, but would you hit him in the hammer if you went back in time?
I might if I could get to him. Not if he was a kid. I mean, you're killing a kid. That's not cool.
The kill Hitler scenario.
Right. You know, I don't care if it is Hitler. You're not, I'm going to go back and kill. Oh, he's a little kid. He's not ready to kill anyone yet. It's just his anti-Semitism is just blooming right now. What I would do is I would take him to a Jewish community, and then he could find out that, oh, my gosh, you know what? And then
get him a nice bagel and some schmear.
I would steal him from his mom and dad. I would take him to a Jewish community. I said, would you please raise my child? He's weird. He has this mustache. But he's only 3. But would you please raise him? And then he would grow up and probably be like really cool and not angry. And he wouldn't care that Germany lost World War I and the Treaty of Versailles. Someone else would do that, but wouldn't have the charisma that Hitler had.
He would have been like a movie producer, probably.
Why? Because he's adopted. Look at you with your stereotypes. I don't like because we could go off and have a lot of fun with this. But this day and age, that's not a good thing, especially when Hitler 2.0 is you know, running shit over in Eastern Europe. And, you know, you're not really allowed to talk about it unless you say the right thing. It's just like COVID, and I don't want to get involved. I mean,
are you talking about the Ukrainians?
You'll end up in a suitcase.
Yeah. There's a lot of weird stuff that if you say things that's parallel to the pandemic, if you say things on YouTube, you get canceled. If you say things on Twitter, you get canceled. And I don't mean people come after you. I mean, they will take you down. And it's bizarre. And that's why I don't really want to talk about it all that much. This guy's a douchebag and really got nothing else to say. Other than
that COVID guy?
Yeah. The bald COVID man.
Let's just go back to Wetzel's pretzel. Okay.
Yeah. Let's go back to talking about touchy uncles.
Oh, yeah, because that's a fun subject. Yeah. Because I do feel like, you know, this is weird, though. We did talk about this today because somebody said something about being molested, and I said I was not a hot kid. Nobody wanted me. And
someone for everyone.
Well, and then it turns out like the one chick that I made the joke to was molested. So
you know what? You look really good with your foot stuck in your mouth like that.
Oh. It wasn't good. So I'm like, okay. Not gonna do that anymore. Not gonna do that.
Well, yeah, you know, it's not a comfortable conversation. And then everybody's like, well, what happened to me?
Well, if you feel somebody else is bringing it up in jest, you're assuming that they weren't molested, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they put you in that, hey, all three of us in this room have not been molested. So therefore, you know, not like you just say horrible things about people or anything when they're not around, but right. You just feel like it's not as sensitive since it hasn't happened to us, you know. But yeah. I guess everything's sensitive now.
I think that anybody who does that should have their genitals kicked in.
Yeah, just remember. They still have hands.
Just smooth, well, like a Ken doll.
Yeah. No, I don't know. They'd probably be bumpy and bruised up if you kick them in with your, you know, metal feet. I want you like a steel-toed boot, boom, and then you know when they heal up, like or about ready to heal up, you go over to their house and boom, and that happens the rest of their lives. Speaking of torture, I tried to watch the new Scream, and boy, was that torture!
Oh, is it?
Oh, it was bad. It's you know, Gen Zers doing the same type of plot thing. I couldn't finish it. I didn't know about. Did you watch it, Jeff?
No, W. Earl Brown. I'm out.
Yeah. Was he supposed to be in it or something?
He was in the original Scream.
Oh, I don't remember.
He died, Jeff.
Yeah.
He was murdered in a van.
Yeah, but they did bring him back. His twin brother. Come to avenge him.
Well, they got like Courtney Cox in there again. I mean, she remembered she was in that one, so.
Yeah. Why didn't she remember being on Friends with Courtney Cox? Was she stoned all the time, or is she just working too much?
The kid that was in Malcolm in the Middle, didn't he do the same thing? He just, like, can't remember any of his time.
Well, he had a bunch of concussions from his car racing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird rumors surrounding that show. If you go to that weirdo website, Crazy Days and Nights, you know I'm talking about, where that lawyer in Los Angeles talks about gossip.
Yeah.
And there's all sorts of weird, creepy stuff about what happened on the set of Malcolm in the Middle. I'm not going to relate it here, but you can go find it. I don't know that I believe any of it, but it's crazy, 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 crazy stuff. All right. I'm bringing it back here. I want to talk a little bit about some of this. So first of all, I want to thank Bruce Campbell for sitting down with me for, we've got about a half hour, I think, what, 25 minutes maybe. And I was nervous as hell, but I thought it was fine. And I thought he was cool and chill. And you can tell that he's a pro at doing these kind of interviews with, you know, non-professional people.
Oh, and stop. You didn't seem nervous to me at all.
I felt it. I felt it a lot because I was by myself for one thing. And for another thing, it's fucking Bruce Campbell. So he's one of the coolest dudes I think I've ever talked to in that, I don't know, in that type of way, interviewing. And, you know, he was fun. He was chill. And I loved how he just said whatever he felt like saying. So if you haven't seen it yet, it's in our YouTube channel and it's in our podcast feed. You can go back and listen if you like. It's right there.
20 minutes of burn notice talk, though. That's crazy.
No, it's pure balls. We didn't talk about any of that at all. No Bubba Hotep, none of that stuff. Didn't talk about him playing Ronald Reagan in the second season of Fargo. But I was able to talk to him because my regular job is WSB Radio, and I got an endorsement for Fandemic, which is coming to Atlanta. And if you're listening to this on Saturday, what would it be? The 19th, Saturday, March 19th. Then you have today and tomorrow, which should be March 20th, to go down to the Georgia World Congress Center and go to Fandemic. Now, if you live outside of the city, you know, obviously you're not going to make it. But some of the other guests besides Bruce Campbell are a bunch of people from The Walking Dead. You have Michael Rooker, Tom Payne, who's Jesus. John Barenthal, also from Punisher and the Many Saints of Newark, and Michael Cudlitz, who got his head bashed in by a baseball bat. Chandler Riggs, Carl.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert. If you're not caught up.
This is basically taking the place of the Walking Dead thing. Is that what it's doing?
Yeah, I believe so. God, just all sorts of people. And who had to bow out, did you tell me, Jeff?
Norman Reedus got a concussion while filming Walking Dead, so he's not going to make it.
Well, Jeffrey Dean Morgan sure as shit going to be there. And Melissa McBride will be there. Sebastian Stan will be there, and he will not have his talking cock with him. I've been told.
Have you guys watched that new movie, that Fresh, that I keep hearing about?
I haven't, no.
Not yet.
No.
Uh-uh. It's supposed to be crazy as hell.
Is he in it?
Yeah.
He is in it. He's the star. And then supposedly, like, the end of it is you're supposed to be like, holy crap.
Uh-oh. I'm going to check that out. Does he have a talking cock?
I don't know. I mean, is that the deal breaker for you if he doesn't?
No, I watched Pam and Tommy. I thought that was good.
No, but that has a talking cock, but I'm saying this one doesn't.
Okay. Every movie has to have a talking cock.
I felt bad for Seth Rogen.
Why?
Tommy Lee screwed him over, and then his business partner took all the money and moved to Cuba or whatever.
Yeah, well, he stole the tape. I don't have any sympathy for a thief.
Well, he didn't know the tape was in there. He just wanted to make his money back. Tommy Lee owed him like 10 grand or something.
Then he should have anonymously said, hey, I got a pick of this and sold it. I don't know.
Tommy Lee's kind of a jizz bag, so it's hard to get upset about anybody stealing something from him.
Pam didn't deserve that.
Pam, I feel bad for it.
Yeah, I didn't feel bad for her.
And how about that actress you played her? I don't have anything open to find out her name, but boy, she nailed it, huh?
Lily James. You know where else you can see her?
Where?
Downton Abbey.
Oh, Downtown Abbey.
She looks totally different. You would never know it's the same chick.
Lily James. I'm going to Google that right now. James. Lily James.
She's
looks nothing like her.
No, she's like this European waif looking. And how they really, what are those prosthetics boobies on the front of her? Is it prosthetics where she's all swinging them around?
She didn't have those in Baby Driver, that's for sure.
Those, they can't be real. I mean, I feel like those are some, so just like some meat sacks they put on the front of her.
To be fair, Pam's aren't either. So
that is true. But I mean, like, I feel like at the end of this movie, she took them off and went on her way. I don't feel
she
like
she hung them on the shelf. And
Right.
Get back to Fandemic real quick before we move along. Location is the Georgia World Congress Center, Building B. There's also a car show there this weekend. 285 Andrew Young International Boulevard in Atlanta. Friday, 3 to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 to 7 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Jeff and I are going to go down a little bit on Saturday. Not on each other, but to the Fandemic. And we are going to take some pictures if we're allowed to and talk to some people. And we'll tell you about it next week.
Oh, is that the World of Wheels? Is that going on at the same time?
I don't know what it's called, but yeah, I know there's a car show.
Yeah, it's next door in the next building.
That's a very cool car show, by the way. You guys might want to pop in there. They got a lot of like futuristic shit in there.
Batmobile.
Just weird
concept.
It's cars. Not just, yeah. It's pretty cool.
The car of the future with the mother-in-law seat. It's in the back, remember?
An optional feature is this seat for the mother-in-law.
And the mother-in-law. All right, so if you want to find out more about it, go to fandemictour.com. And don't forget to check out the Bruce Campbell interview. Our good friend Josh Warren, second episode of The Campaign on the Fantasy Network came out. Everybody should check that out. You can watch it at watch.thefantasy.network. And when you go there, you can find The Campaign. The second episode is up, and you should check it out. Day of Yore. And those guys have really done a lot. And we're pushing it a lot because they're local. And if you're out of town, check it out. Even if you live in town, of course, watch it. But, you know, support these guys because they're and gals.
Let's see if we can get both Josh and Matt to come on like when the episodes have all aired.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure they will. Yeah. And check it out. It's a lot of fun. The Campaign at the Fantasy Network and soon to be on, I believe soon to be on Roku, which would also be cool. I wanted to ask, I know that Dustin, Steph, and I don't watch The Walking Dead. Am I right?
Correct, sir.
Jeff is still watching it. I wanted to know, just spoiler free, where is everyone and how soon are they going to wrap it up? Because there's a lot of characters that I liked that I wonder what happened to them. So I wonder if you could give us like, you know, just a real brief.
I don't know. Everybody's dead that you care about.
Negan's dead.
Maggie and Negan are still alive, and Norman Reedus and Carol is still alive, but that's about it.
Now, are they still in Georgia, or are they someplace else?
They've met up with the Commonwealth, which is that big, super organized community that's, I forget where in the country it is, like in Ohio or something.
Okay.
And that was basically the end of the comic book run, is when they tangled with the people from the Commonwealth.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just getting into that right now in the show.
So the Commonwealth, do they have electricity and shit like that?
Yeah, they have power, they have jobs.
What do they do with the dead people? When you die, they throw you away out in the woods.
Yeah, basically. They use walkers to like train their soldiers and stuff.
Okay.
So that's what they do with the dead.
Has Rick come back yet?
No. I don't know what's ever going to happen with that.
Maybe that helicopter crashed like in this.
Yeah.
No, what's his name left? MASH.
Yeah. They say they're still going to make those movies, but I don't know.
Maybe. So there's how many episodes are left?
There's still like a whole nother season left, even though it's all the final season, because they're doing 25 episodes for this final season.
Okay.
And they're airing half of them now, and then the other half like in the late summer, early fall.
Okay.
Probably.
All right. Well, let us know. Keep us abreast.
Yeah. And then there's going to be new shows with Carol and Daryl and Negan and Maggie.
Is that what it's called? Carol and Daryl? I would love it if that was the name of the show.
I don't know what I don't know what they're going to call it. It's going to have dead in it somewhere.
Uh-huh. Carol and Daryl. This is my dead boyfriend.
This is my other dead boyfriend, Daryl. You guys all watching, this was a views or snooze. It's one of the things I watched the first episode. Text staff, she didn't reply. She probably thought it was an annoying text, and I'm sorry that I sent it.
with the woke thing.
Yes, winning time, the rise of the Lakers dynasty. Now, we all said we were going to views it, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I watched the first episode. 2 minutes into it, I was ready to shut it off because of there was just this all this woke being thrown at you. And I don't mean it to be like, oh, I'm teaching you a lesson. It's seeing the past through the lens of today, the present, this culture, seeing the past in the way they see the past through their own eyes now. And I thought, oh my God, the whole thing's going to be like this, blah, 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 blah. I kept it going and it was fine. And I preemptively sent that text or presumption. I don't know.
I just ignored you. I feel like you are old man shaking fist at clouds with this woke business, but I think it's just because you are immersed in it. You have to talk about the news every day.
Mm-hmm. So
you don't really have any other frame of reference, but from what you hear and what you guys have to report on, I think.
The thing that pissed me off is I understand. I know all this stuff and you know all this stuff. We know that we grew up in an era where people were like, Magic Johnson's from the city, he's not an all American farm boy like Larry Bird. But young people today, they don't know that, so that's why they have to flash it on the screen. We know because we lived it and we understood it then. I think even
no, I didn't. I was a little kid. I didn't know shit about that kind of crap. I mean, as far as like all I knew is that they were both rich athletes. I didn't really think about their backgrounds at all, really.
It's a true story though, because Jerry West, the coach, quit basically because they drafted Magic Johnson.
He also wasn't a drunken bastard though. His family's mad.
Yeah, he was kind of a douche.
Yeah. Well, good. The good thing is that he quit. Now that brings us to the end of episode two. There are certain parts of that show that are just freaking amazing. First and foremost, John C. Reilly. Have you all watched both episodes? John C. Reilly's fantastic. Gabby Hoffman is fantastic. If you don't know who Gabby Hoffman is, she was on the show with the Transparent was the name of the show, right?
She was also
Maisie
the little
from Uncle Buck.
Maisie. Yeah.
Isn't she also she's not. She's Maisie from Uncle Buck. That's right. Jason Clark is good as Jerry West. And then you have newcomers like Quincy as Isaiah is doing Magic Johnson. He's playing him really, really well. Sally Field, she's in the second episode. She's John C. Reilly, Jerry Buss's mother. Fantastic, sitting there smoking. And there's a whole bunch of people. And it's a really, it's an interesting show. And I can see why it's getting like 67% on Google. You know, it's like 70% of people like it. 30% of people don't, but it's a pretty interesting show. I like the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, how they make him into like a total douche. You know, he's just into himself and nobody else.
Yeah, Zen Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that book he was reading in episode 2.
Well, that's on my list.
Yeah. But jump just, in. And
he,
go ahead.
You just seemed very angry.
Yeah.
He was very angry and, you know, he was very militant. And he wasn't there for anybody's bullshit. He didn't want to hear anybody's bullshit at all.
That's how he was, though. That's like, if you watch that Muhammad Ali documentary, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was around when he became a Muslim and changed his name from Cassius Clay into Muhammad Ali and stuff.
I mean, Kareem Abdul is not his real name, is it?
No. Lew Alcindor was his real name.
Right.
And I had basketball cards that said Lew Alcindor, and I was, because you just collected these things when I was a kid. I would swap or flip or whatever, and I had these Lew Alcindor cards. I didn't know who it was.
Like, oh, God, how much are those worth now, I wonder?
Well, in the condition they were in, winning them, flipping them against the wall, probably not very much. But if I had them new and in, you know, crisp condition, they'd be worth a lot. I think, other than Michael Jordan, when Magic Johnson and Larry Bird were drafted at the same time, so when Topps debuted their basketball card, and Topps didn't do very well with basketball cards. No one did, but they were perforated. There were three people on the card. It was Larry Bird and Magic Johnson and then someone else. And they sold so poorly that they used to have these things called fun packs or whatever. And they were bags you could buy for a dollar filled with, you know, throwaway packs of cards. So you'd like get the Kiss cards and the BMX cards and then the NBA cards. And I had a stack of those rookie cards. But since they were perforated, I tore them apart. Now, fast forward to 2022. Go to eBay and see how much you can get if you have a mint Larry Bird Magic Johnson rookie basketball card. You will find that it's expensive.
Wow.
But yeah,
I remember my cousin, he didn't have baseball cards, but he did have basketball cards. He was a huge Lakers fan.
Yeah.
And it was like right during the era, right during the Magic Johnson, Kareem, Kurt Rambis. You always got to throw Kurt Rambis in there.
One thing I do like... Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say those are the guys before Michael Jordan who made basketball big. Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Kareem. That rivalry is what, you know, brought basketball back from the dead.
No, and then the Detroit, the Bad Boys.
Yeah, the Pistons.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Dustin, what were you going to say? I interrupted.
Oh, I was just going to say that the way they're shooting this, besides the look that they put over the whole thing, shooting it on film and having the grain and everything in it, the way they break the fourth wall with everything just to for exposition was really cool to catch everybody up, especially in that first episode where he was just catching everybody up on everything. Was a great way to do it. And there's no way in hell Will Ferrell would have been able to pull that character off.
Uh-uh.
At all.
No, I feel like the people that are review bombing it maybe are all just on the Will Ferrell camp.
Yeah.
That are mad that he didn't get to play him, but I totally don't see it. And I agree with Adam McKay wanting to get John C. Reilly instead of Will Ferrell because he looks just like him.
Yeah.
I mean,
go ahead.
If it's something big enough for them to ruin their company and their friendship over, and he believed in it that much, I mean, it's definitely worth it because it would have ruined the whole thing. I mean, you forget it's John C. Reilly right off the bat.
And Will can play serious. That's not the problem. It's just when he plays goofy, he plays it too goofy. But you know, he's so funny. John C. Reilly can walk that line, and that's what had to be done in this. You couldn't be serious or silly, and Will kind of does one or the other. Like that Shrink Next Door, that's a good show. I really like it. I liked the podcast too, and he plays that role very well. He's very weird and quirky, and this needed like a good old, you know, how Jerry Buss is.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm looking on eBay. Even the shittiest condition, $125 to $250. If you have it in a PSA 8, which means it's rated and are graded by experts who judge the value of it and everything. And 8 isn't a 10. $8,500.
Damn.
Oh, and Julius Erving is on the card. He, of course, wasn't a rookie, but he's in the middle. Can you imagine that? If I had like 30 of them.
Did they have basketball cards like, you know, back in the day of, oh my God, my memory, I hate being old. The one guy, he wasn't the...
The dude?
The dude, he went by with the two letters and he was the biggest, he was for the 76ers. What the frig was his name?
Dr. J.
I
just said, yeah, Julius Erving.
That was Julius, yeah.
Yeah.
Dr. J, basketball card, yeah. Yeah, they did have those. What are you, what?
She's got COVID brain.
That's what the, what's his face said, Bruce Campbell. Yeah, and let's see. There's a Jerry West basketball card, rookie card.
Now, I was not aware that that's his silhouette on the NBA logo. That was kind of cool.
That's cool.
That is cool. Well, let me ask you guys, would you say, you know how you can see a movie and you say, oh, that's a Tarantino movie. Oh, that's a Wes Anderson movie. By him breaking the fourth wall the way he does, can you say that's a McKay movie when you see something like that? Because he does do it sparingly, but he also does it. He does it in a lot of his shit and his other stuff.
Yeah, I think so. I think that he's distinctive enough where you can see certain things in each of his films. And you see that even in television. You see that with we did the West Wing.
Mm-hmm. Aaron Sorkin.
Aaron Sorkin. You can see that in the things that he writes and produces and directs and stuff like that. And I think that with McKay, you're getting the same type of deal. So, well, I enjoy the show and I shouldn't have pissed on it and shouldn't have sent that knee-jerk text to you the other night that you ignored.
Please. I'm just, listen, I knew you'd just keep on going with it.
You know me.
I do know you. I was like, oh, he's in a mood. A little sassy text.
As an asshole.
A little sassy text on.
Outside yelling at clouds.
You know, I'm just riding this Delta 8 wave, baby. I'm like, no negativity in my life. Wait till he settles down, then I'll text him back.
Before they run out, don't give them any more.
Our buddy Ira just jumped into that
pool. Yeah?
He's on the Delta 8 train?
Yeah, he said he didn't like it.
No, oh, he's foolish.
He's foolish.
Can he not play the blues as hard?
Yeah.
He gets too happy to play the blues. It's all Partridge Family pop singles and the Archies. Hey, guys, let's play some Archies music. So Atlanta Pizza in Euro. What? I saw today that Mike and Kim Hall are celebrating their first date anniversary this week. So congratulations to them, the owners of Atlanta Pizza in Euro. And we love Atlanta Pizza in Euro. Why do we love them? Because they're the longest sponsor of Radio Lab, the podcast, and they're so generous to us and kind to us. So thank you to Mike and Kim and everyone at the restaurant. They're gearing up for a busy spring with a return of Team Trivia. We should go out one night and play Team Trivia. I guess.
I'm there for this. But is it on a weeknight?
Yeah, Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'll get to take off a Wednesday. I'll just like take the Wednesday off or something.
We should go out as a team, Team Radio Labyrinth, and then play against other people. We'll probably get our asses kicked, but I don't know. Jeff's good.
We'd mop the floor.
All right.
I think between the four of us, we could probably at least make a good showing.
Who's going to do sports?
You.
Oh, you.
Me. Okay.
Totally you.
All right.
If it's baseball, they're really in trouble.
Tim, we'll get Dustin to Sun to steal the answers for us before we go.
I want to play. If we're going to play.
Man on the inside.
Well, anyway, that's every Tuesday night. Bring your friends and take your friends and enjoy the great food and awesome local craft beer selection, also at reasonable prices. Speaking of beers, they just added Jekyll Brewing's Hop Dang Pineapple Habanero IPA, which is a mouthful.
I'm going to try that if we can. I'm going to try it.
I'm going to try it too. on tap, and they offer Terrapin Brewing's Hop Executioner IPA and Dogfish Head Sea Quench Sour Ale in their craft beer lineup, just to name a few. They love serving the local community of Conyers, Covington, and the East Metro Atlanta area, and they thank you for all your continued support and business throughout the years. Open for dine-in and takeout Monday through Friday from 11 to 9 p.m., Saturday 12 to noon, and closed on Sunday. Check them out online and check out their Facebook group. So Atlanta Pizza and Euros, where you should go to eat some fucking pizza, asshole.
Do they serve Tioga and Blossburg also?
No, they don't serve
Tioga. You said Covington. So
I Covington, I'm sorry. Covington.
I
always said
I think one Saturday a month, Mike should stay open later.
Uh-huh.
Stay up until like midnight, and he has karaoke night. One Ooh. Saturday a month.
One Saturday a month, karaoke.
The people that do the team trivia, a lot of times they do other stuff like that, karaoke or bar poker and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's got a full setup. He does music during the trivia and everything. So right. Yeah, it's
oh neat.
Huh. Karaoke. I kind of like that idea.
I love karaoke. I love it.
The people still do you sing at karaoke? Because I'm not good at it.
I don't sing. I always rap. I'm a rapper.
Oh, what do you rap?
Let's do a Radio Labyrinth karaoke outing sometime.
Usually some yeah, typical white chick stuff, you know, Dr. Dre, uh-huh. Stuff like that.
So classic stuff, not like today, the trap stuff where you would need to have
No, Tone Loc's too fast. Are you kidding me? Just like, don't ever get up there and think, you know, It Takes Two by Rob Bass and DJ Uzi Rock. I could do this.
Okay.
You can't. You can't.
No, don't bother. Sit down. You can't do this. Can you do a Lou Reed? You could do a Lou Reed. You can talk.
Lou Reed. Yeah, that'd be good. I've done Beastie Boys.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've never tried to sing. Except for one time, my friend put both of our names in the bowl, and I had no idea. And so they pull our names out, and we have to go up there, and she made us sing "Fucking Grandpa" by the Judds.
Oh, how does that go?
Thought I was going to blow my brains out. Yeah, how are you going to sing "Grandpa" to a bar full of drunks, and everybody's just like, "What is this way to change the energy?"
It'd be like in the Blues Brothers, where they're all just crying in their beer.
I want to know what this song is by the Judds.
You're trying to think of a Judds song?
Tell me about the good old days.
Grandpa song. I don't know that song.
Oh, Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. And Grandpa, it's so fucking bad.
I know Mama, He's Crazy. That's the only one I know. Mama.
What about Grandpa by Steve Martin?
Grandpa, butter rubber.
No, but the hook is good. The hook is good on it, but that's it. But you got to get to the hook.
Yeah.
Are you trying to play it, Tim?
No, I'm not trying to find it. I'm trying to find me doing karaoke.
Don't you love doing karaoke? I could see you really hamming it up.
Yeah, I've done it before. The last time I did karaoke was at, English Nick from The River, 97.
Yeah.
97 won The River and also the Von Hessler Doctrine. He does hard rock karaoke. At various places,
wildly popular. People always he packs the house with that shit.
Always fun as well. And I did Mr. Wildside, or no, not Mr. Brightside was the last time I did karaoke. So we're going back to 2004.
Oh wow,
yeah,
that's a good song.
It is a good song. Not when I sing it.
I recorded Home Sweet Home.
No, I recorded Home Sweet Home in a booth in Wildwood, New Jersey in the summer of 1987. And I got it on a cassette and I have it someplace because I transferred it to digital format, but I can't find it. So
I'd put you in for some Jim Croce.
Photographs and memory, Christmas cards you send to me, all that I have are thee to remember you. I'm walking back to Georgia. All I own is on my back. That's my favorite Jim Croce song. Do you guys know that one?
I don't.
Walking in back to Georgia.
He did Time in a Bottle and what else? What was his other big hit?
Bad Leroy Brown.
Yeah.
baddest man in a whole damn town. You don't, you don't Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim. A do do da da dee 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 dee.
Well, I'm also going to request that Jeff do Father Figure by George Michael.
Yes.
I don't know that one.
Yes, you do, liar. I want to hear it.
I will be your father figure. Put your tiny hand in mine.
And you got to sing it to like a little Grogu song. Or something on stage.
Is that a grooming song, do you think?
Oh, that song?
Looking back.
The Father Figure?
Yeah.
Oh, we mean like in the bathhouse?
Be a daddy.
The bathhouse, yes. That's exactly what I'm saying.
I don't know. I mean, it's an erotic tune.
Yeah.
I dated a guy who loved that song.
Well, there's lots of tunes now that like pop up on TikTok and stuff where you didn't think about the lyrics when they were popular, but you listen back to them now and you're like, especially with the history of the people, you're like, yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm looking through these old files and I found Tim and Jeff, Aladdin Storyteller. Now we've already put that in here, so we don't have to worry about it.
What was it?
When Jeff, we were kids, so it must have been seventh grade. Jeff had this cassette recording of the story of Aladdin, and we went and added our own little jokes into it.
I never heard this. What are you talking about? You already put this in here.
You heard it, didn't we? Put it in the show once, Jeff.
I don't remember if we ever put it in the show. Actually, I know we.
I don't think you did.
We talked about it. Yeah,
I've never heard this shit.
Oh,
send
you
it, send it to Dustin so he can throw it in this week.
Yes, Dustin, please, because I've never heard this.
Are you sure about that?
I'm very sure about that.
You might want to skim through the content there first.
Oh, is it not presentable for the Lord 2022?
Seventh grade humor.
Yeah.
No. All right, so that hadn't changed that much. Waka, waka, waka.
It's not him making his...
Can you hear that? Could you guys hear what I was playing?
I could hear a little something, but I didn't hear any.
Was it a Challenger joke?
No, it was before the Challenger. Could listen, just see if you guys can hear this.
It's a storyteller.
That was Jeff. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
All right, hang on.
The staff of the tailor had a very lazy son named Aladdin.
Any relation to Bill?
Any relation to Bill? That's a reference to the mentally challenged person that Bill, or no, that Mickey Rooney played.
Was so ashamed of his son that he died of a broken heart.
It's a lung cancer.
Those cuts are seamless.
Hang on.
But Aladdin did not change his ways. One day, when he was playing in the marketplace,
he was molested and kidnapped.
I'm glad the guy molested him before he kidnapped.
Go on a magic carpet ride.
Yeah, you gotta make sure that you gotta make just test the goods out before you take them home.
You look just like your father.
Doing something like that, you bum.
Oh, there's my shitty joke.
Doing something like that, you bum.
Who are you?
Chester Molester.
Okay, Jeff's really hung up on the whole molester.
Come to take you away with me.
He's made up a plan, and they prepared for the journey to a far-off land. His uncle was not very nice to him.
Delicious. Milk the horse.
That was me. Clean the dishes and milk the horse. So yeah, then we really don't need to do that. It's 8 minutes.
I'm enjoying it.
All right, so yeah, that's Jeff and I. We did stuff like that. I wish I had. We had so many recordings of prank phone calls, of messing with the radio station. That's the one tape that I wish I still had. That's my unicorn tape. Is there was a show called on a campus radio station. We were in high school. The college station did a show called Proverbial Question. And they would, you know, we would just call, and it was all inside jokes to us, making fun of our high school teachers. and or like to wish Merry Christmas. Fred Davis would like to wish a Merry Christmas to Hatch, to his Hatchet son. I don't know. It is a good so, yeah. So that's our rendition of Aladdin. Maybe we'll put the whole thing out. I don't know. It's kind of stupid, but it's fun.
Who died?
Who died?
Who died?
What's wrong? Who died?
What happened? Who died?
We had to say goodbye to the bad guy. Say hello to the bad guy. Mr. Scott Hall passed away, WWE wrestler, 63 years old, born in 1958. He was, Scott Hall, most people know him. Most people that got into WWF in the early 90s know him as Razor Ramon, his whole character.
He was a regular human wrestler.
Yes, he was a regular human wrestler. He just came up with this, like, greasy Cubano dude from Miami. He made up the character based on Tony Montana, and the fact of the matter is that Vince McMahon and Pat Patterson had no idea. They'd never seen Scarface. They didn't know who Tony Montana was. So they thought he was a genius. And the way they launched him in the WWF at the time was they had a series of these vignettes of him walking on the beach. He's like, I'm a bad guy. Hey, man. You got the bad guy. So we were watching it and laughing with the toothpick in his mouth and the chain, like dripping machismo, man. You remember that?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
The machismo. And then when he came in, he just, bleh. And he was one of those, the first, to me, the first of the new batch of people in WWE that made it watchable again. He came in and he beat the shit out of Macho Man. He feuded with, the Ultimate Ding Dong, who I didn't like. And he became cool. And then he bounced back and forth between the various leagues. I think in 96, he quit WWE and went over to WCW to start to be a part of the NWO. And, if you can't follow, I apologize, but those are some great fucking years in pro wrestling.
And then last time I saw him was on that Diamond Dallas Page thing, whenever he was doing that DDP yoga and stuff. Uh-huh. He got him out of he's basically probably in a wheelchair, I think. And Diamond Dallas got him walking again.
Yep. And that's kind of what happened to him. He had hip surgery and the complications from that. I think he had blood clots. I met him a couple times. He was very, very nice both times. And all those guys are really super nice, I think, when you meet him. Scott Hall, Nash, Kevin Nash is a nice guy. Also not a bad actor and good in the Detroiters.
That's what I was going to ask. How much did you enjoy seeing him show up on the Detroiters? I know you weren't expecting that.
Nah, I thought it was awesome. I had no clue, and I loved it. I thought it was pretty awesome.
Especially when people tell Tim those stories about his dad. Your dad, he came in with a briefcase full of shit, and he just walked around the room. He sat a turd in front of each one of us. And then as he walked away, I saw the entire back half of his suit was cut off. He was completely naked. And he's still crushed. He crushed that pitch.
Yeah, that show's great. I highly recommend it. I was one of the last people to watch it. So if you've never seen
it. Yeah, maybe if you would have watched it when it was on, they wouldn't have canceled it.
Oh, don't blame everything on me. He's got a new show.
Well, you've heard Comedy Central. They're not doing anything like that anymore anyway.
No.
If they came back, they could come back to like HBO Max. That would be sweet.
Yeah.
Also, rest in peace to actor William Hurt, who won an Oscar and was in tons and tons of movies. He was a very good actor.
Did he beat and rape that deaf lady?
In that movie? I never saw Children of a Lesser God. Is that what we're talking about?
No, I can't make any jokes.
No.
I don't know the
plot. I want to, and I have them in my head. I just can't say them.
I don't know the plot of the movie at all. All I know is that Marley Matten, she was in that, and she won her Oscar for that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
I don't know the plot, though, at all.
Yep. I don't think it really has much to do with the plot.
He kisses She bites his head off.
That was more of a real life.
It was more of a behind the scenes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
That he did to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. He
Yep.
He got out just in time.
Rest in peace.
Mm-hmm. William Hurt. Rest in peace, William Hurt. I always get you confused with Jonathan Hurt or Jonathan Hurd. Both of those guys are gone as well. But I know, I don't know if they beat and raped anybody.
Hurt people, I mean, hurt people.
Are you saying that William Hurt is Marilyn Manson?
No, ew.
And the more I every time I see a headline from that.
She's got that new documentary out now. That's why it's in the news lately.
Even Rachel shouldn't.
Even Rachel did.
Did that guy? You could have. You know what? His name's Marilyn Manson.
I mean,
yeah. She was young though, so no doubt she fell for some disgusting pig rock guy.
So yeah. Everybody does.
I know.
Everybody, you know, suffers the consequences. It is what it is.
Yeah, I just feel bad for her.
And I do too, but whatever. She took her trauma. She's a good actress. She uses it in her work.
You don't see Bob Seger using a violet wand on people.
He just takes the fire lake. Oh my God! Yeah, I almost said that on the air today because Eric was asking, "Well, what did he?" And I was like, "Oh, it's a violet wand." I've had that used on me before on my arm. A rubber doll used to come into the regular guy's show whenever she was in town. If you Google her, I'm not going to tell you she's rubber doll. She wears rubber.
And, Google her at home. Don't Google her at work.
Yeah, don't do that.
She had a violet wand, then put it on my arm, and it hurt. It was like electricity.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. A violet wand?
Violet.
That's, a violet wand?
Yeah.
And that's generally sold for some sort of titillation factor?
That's a BDSM toy, yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I know, I'm not into it. So anyway, rest in peace, William Hurt.
What about my St. Patrick's Day? The crazy pet.
Oh! Everybody had a great St. Patrick's Day. I continued my annual tradition of doing nothing on St. Patrick's Day, although tomorrow. We're recording on Wednesday before. This is, of course, you're listening afterwards. We are going to try to find a place to get some corned beef and cabbage because I love corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The only thing I would do is maybe eat some Irish food.
Yes. But you can't go wrong with corned beef and cabbage. First of all, there's cabbage. Second of all, there's corned beef. And you put those two things together and you simmer them in a pot all day so your house smells like cabbage for the next month. You are doing it right. Everybody agrees, right? Everybody loves the corned beef and the cabbage.
Yeah.
I love the corned beef, sure. No, I mean, I love the cabbage. Yeah, it's good stuff. The cabbage any kind of way.
I like cabbage. I like all that vegetable stuff now that I wouldn't eat when I was in. Corned beef and cabbage, can I just eat the fat? That's what I would do as a kid. I would eat only the fat off the corned beef and nothing else.
Well, I will take a picture of myself tomorrow dressed as a leprechaun as I pass out bags of gold to my coworkers so that they can hopefully win cash and prizes in their bags of gold that I put together for them.
You got a bunch of gold Delta 8 gummies you're handing out.
No, it's like that's what I do is I put the little morale boosters together. Try to anyway, whenever they'll allow it. But I put the thing on today. It's just a hat with a beard attached to it. And I walked to my boss's office and I thought she hurt herself. She laughed so hard and she said, "It's your skin tone. Like you really look like an Irishman with a beard." And I was like, "That's cool." I mean, that's exactly what I was going for. So I'll send you guys a pic.
Every woman wants to be told they look great in a beard.
Yeah,
picture in the radio check.
Am I coloring though? You know, that I have the pallor of someone who lives in Ireland where I get no sun at all.
Only been eating potatoes for the last 40 years.
Oh, thank you so much, Stephanie.
Well, I'm going to continue my Irish tradition of watching Boondock Saints every.
You do that every year on St. Patrick's Day? Cool. Yep. That's a cool tradition.
I kind of stay away from the second one, but yeah, the first one.
That's what I was going to say. Do you watch the second one? Because
him making that second movie with money when he didn't have money for the first movie. It just kind of was a little overboard, I thought. Kind of pushed the story too far into... It was good at the end of the first one where it just kind of leaves you hanging with what they're going to do next. But yeah, the second one was kind of disappointing.
They're still working on the third one, aren't they?
Yeah. He's going to make it a trilogy.
Yeah.
And nobody... I mean, if you can find people to work with him, most people can't stand him.
I need to watch it again. I haven't seen it in a long time.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, you the... when you do watch it again, the bartender that with the stutter, yeah, he's the old man in Fraggle Rock that has the house. That's it, same dude. Yeah,
He's dead. I can't have him.
Yes, he is.
I'm sorry. I think I'm gonna start a tradition. I'm gonna start watching In Bruges or whatever the hell it is every Bruges. Year.
I'm gonna have a bowl of Lucky Charms.
Yeah, they have that new Lucky Charms that turns the milk green.
Oh, I'm not eating that.
Blech. It turns the milk green and your poop green also.
Yeah.
Gross. So I didn't have carbs for like 3 weeks almost. And then Caitlin and Gil went out of town. And the first thing I did was, I think I'll have Chinese food tonight. And then the next day, I'm like, I'll get a burger from Five Guys. Ugh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it was so awesome, but I'm back on it now, I'm like not eating that stuff, but it was good to have a 2 days.
That Five Guys burger, did you just get done pooping before the show?
Yes, and this was 2 days ago.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, the Chinese, it pushed all the Chinese food out because they have this place called Lucky Tea, and you get this gigantic thing of, I always get the fried rice, the house fried rice, and then I get the shrimp toast, and it's so good. It's like buttery shrimp, ground up mayonnaise. It's delicious. But tonight I made salmon patties. Instead of using crackers, I crushed up a whole bunch of what you call it, pork rinds, and I used those as congealing agent, eggs, and mayonnaise, and salt and pepper.
I'm sorry, Tim. You've been chopped.
Delicious.
Just heard the latest news on the radio.
News.
RTR TV, and now for the latest news.
Let's see, a couple of stories in the news. I guess HBO Max is going to fold Discovery Plus into it. I don't understand. You guys don't have to worry about giving out your password anymore.
Oh, because Pickle won't give anybody his password.
Oh. Smart. He doesn't want to get. Don't want to get in trouble.
I told you my nephew ruined it.
He won't have to give it out now because HBO Max is absorbing them, which hopefully is like the beginning of the great streaming merger.
Yeah. Well, they also Netflix today also announced that anybody now when they start you start signing in, if you're outside of a geolocation, they're going to start charging your account more for Netflix if you're sharing your password.
What?
Yeah. Well, they got to make all that Russian money back somehow.
Who's looking in charge?
They haven't said, but you're going to get a message when you log in saying, you know, you're sharing this account. Do you want to pay such and such to add that person to your Netflix account?
Or cut your mother-in-law off and you go click.
It's get your own. If you're in Russia and you have access to a VPN, I don't see why you wouldn't be able to use Netflix. Then again, I think that they're splitting it. Who knows? I don't give a shit. Darth Maul scenes were cut from Obi-Wan Kenobi. I wonder why that is. And they replaced Luke Skywalker during a creative overhaul. That's an interesting story. So is this show going to be beset with awfulness that will make us not like it? I don't know.
When
is
it? I think it starts in April, doesn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. How is Darth Vader in A New Hope, which is what you have to call Star Wars, A New Hope, or the Star Wars 4, A New Hope. It's actually the first movie. It's called Star Wars. And Darth Vader, who we did not yet know was Anakin Skywalker, says, that's a name I haven't heard or a presence I haven't felt in a long time. Yet, so they're going to be fighting each other or running into each other on a Tatooine. Is that what's going on? because I know that Hayden Christensen is in this.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's in it.
I know the overhaul was because it was too dark. The whole thing was.
Oh, so Kathleen Kennedy didn't want people to enjoy it. That's what it is.
Yeah, and Darth Vader's known to be, you know, for his brightness.
Yes, yeah. he's the lighthearted Sith.
I think they were gonna have Darth Maul in, but it seemed too much like the storyline for Mandalorian. So that's why they switched pulled Darth Maul out and put in, which it just would have been recreating the scenes from the cartoon where they fight in the desert, Darth Maul and Obi-Wan.
It probably wasn't woke enough for Kathleen Kennedy, so they had to go in and replace him.
Well, they put the Inquisitors and everything in this one, so it's, I mean, those storylines have already, you know, exist in the cartoons. Yeah. So
people say, well, Star Wars is for kids. You know, 60-year-olds are watching this. 60-year-olds care about it more than a 10-year-old, I'm imagining. So make it for the people who like Star Wars. I don't know. Good idea, but I'm sure it'll be fine. Sure, it'll be fine. I don't know what this story's about, but Jeff posted in here. Somebody posted in here. Sam Elliott's mad at. Why would he be mad at Venus and Serena?
No, it's Jane.
Campion.
Yeah. She had to apologize to Venus and Serena after her acceptance speech.
Why? What'd she say?
She said she compared her winning to. She's like, Venus and Serena don't have to play against boys. Where I have to, as a director, compete against men.
Okay.
So she got in trouble for.
Yeah, I think she was trying to use that Sam Elliott situation and bring it up in her speech, but the way that she brought it up was to disparage two other women, you know, in sports, which just kind of backfired on her, and she had to make an apology.
Well, she said Sam Elliott was a bitch.
Well, I don't give a shit. I'm gonna die happy, motherfucker, and she's gonna be a miserable bitch. I'll say it. I don't have to spell it. Bitch.
Why do people try you, Sam? They try Campion, you.
The banquet, bitch. She's the banquet, bitch. I don't care about any of that crap. It is funny that he got into a lot of heat, but these days, somebody like him who's beloved, I don't know, it goes away relatively quickly. And
they give him generational pass too.
I think so.
If you're in your 70s, everybody, even if they think it's terrible, they all know that they know somebody in their 70s, and they know that not everybody is, you know.
Right.
It's just that whole generation.
Yeah.
Not that they're old and racist, but they're just going to say some shit sometimes that you're like, wait.
Cowboys never fucked each other in a tent. Didn't happen. You can't prove it. Anyway, all right, that's it. You guys want to do snooze and views? Reviews or snooze?
Views.
Or.
And snooze.
Number one on HBO Max, Minx. This is a show produced by Paul Feig. It's set in the 1970s. It's a woman who I can't pronounce her name, Ophelia Lovibond, and she's creating a magazine, like an adult magazine for women. And Jake Johnson's in it.
It's about Playgirl, basically, right?
Yeah, so it's basically a erotic magazine for women.
Yeah, for women.
Yeah, women. and cowboys.
Cowboys. That's a snooze for me.
Yeah, I like Jake Johnson. I might give it a shot.
You like dongs, and there's going to be lots of them.
Sweet, sweet dong in that.
There's probably going to be a lot of that.
I'll snooze it.
Yeah, I might give it a view just to see if it's any good, but probably.
I'm going to view it. I'm going to see what's going on there.
Steph's going to views it hard.
I think maybe this might be one of these flip-flop shows where they try and suck you in with the scintillating whatever, and then you watch it and it's actually a good show.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
flip flop, suck you in. You just using all those adjectives.
So number two is Welcome to Flatch. This is going to be on Fox. It's created by former Sex and the City writer Jenny Block and also produced by Paul Feig. Yes, he does have two shows debuting this week.
Awesome.
It's a single camera comedy following the people in this town called Flatch. The chick from The Boys is in it. That's why I'm going to be using it.
Aya Cash.
Yeah, Aya Cash.
Oh, I love her.
She was on You're the Worst, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like her. Yeah, not enough to watch this show, though.
It's going to be funny. I think it might have been filmed here, too.
I might give it at least first episode to watch just for Sean William Scott. I like him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll give it a view. One.
It looks good for me too. And number three, Deep Water. This is going to be on Hulu. This was going to be a theatrical release back in 2020, but now it's going to be on Hulu. Mm-hmm. This is the first movie in two decades from Adrian Lin, the guy that made Flashdance, Fatal Attraction, 9.5 Weeks, Jacob's Ladder.
Yeah.
This is Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas,
mm-hmm.
who's lovely.
Yes.
Supposed to be an erotic thriller. I don't know.
I like Ben Affleck and I like her, so I think.
How come this guy hasn't made a movie in 20 years? That's weird.
Maybe he got canceled and now he's uncanceled.
Yeah, I know you go to Hollywood jail, but that's usually only for like 2 years.
Well, maybe he had a long probation.
I don't know why. It's been so long. I'm curious to watch it.
Yeah, I'll give it views.
I'll give it a view.
Views for me.
Steve.
All
right. And then if wieners in it.
I'll let you know.
I only watch shows with wieners.
I'll let you know if Ben Affleck shows his wiener.
No. I don't see his old wiener.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't, though. I really don't.
No.
Before we bail out, though, Jeff, I had to ask Jeff today why he had not told me about this show called From on Epix.
From
my mom last week. She said, I started watching this creepy show. And then I found out it was stupid. They only give you the first three free and then you got to subscribe. And she was so angry. She goes, it's so creepy. She told me about it. So I start watching it and it's super. I love it.
It's great.
It's basically kind of the Lost concept. That's why Jeff said he won't watch it.
Okay.
Because he got so burned by it. But it's a town where if you make it sets you up. So if you see this tree in the road, when you're going somewhere, you have to turn around. And if you do, you go into this town, you can never leave. No matter what you do, you can drive out. You'll come right back into the town over and over and over. But then there's that. So you got people living there that can't leave. And then every night like when the sun sets, you got to get your ass in the house and hang this talisman up, shut all the windows, because these fucking things come out and just chew you and eat you to death.
Oh, like, sounds like a fun town.
It's and they look like people and they whisper and they like try to trick you. It's kind of got a Salem's Lot feeling to it. But anyway, they are pull no punches. The gore is super to the rafters. It's great.
Harold Perrineau is in it. I love him. He's in Lost, Oz, and a bunch of things.
It's very well acted, and it's a good mystery. Every episode, we're on episode 4 now, and I'm not sure, because there's a whole history of this town, and there's a dude there that's been there since he was a child.
Yeah.
And it just, there's so many weird, it's just weird and gross and creepy. It's great sci-fi horror, so I highly recommend it. It's called
Based on your recommendation, I'll use it.
Yeah.
Please give it a shot. Yeah, it's called From, and it's on Epix.
But if it ends badly, everybody from Lost is dead to me.
I'll check that out. Thank you, Steph. And thank you to you guys. Don't forget, if you haven't yet listened to my interview with Bruce Campbell, please follow us on the various social media. All you got to do is type in Radio Labyrinth. You'll find everything you need to know. Facebook, the Facebook group that Dustin runs, which is the Radio Shack. If you're watching us on YouTube, please like, subscribe, and get those numbers up, share. Even if you're not going to, if you're going to listen, just go to YouTube anyway and do that so we can start getting more and more people subscribed. Once we hit 1,000, boy, that money will come rolling in.
plug the Patreon, too.
Patreon, you can become a Patreon member by going to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. And please remember that until next time, to keep it canon.